Restaurant Week starts today, November 15th. So if you're on Oahu, you can dine out for a cause until November 24th. Casual and fine dining restaurants all around Oahu have prepared special menus or are running deals and donating the proceeds to the Culinary Institute of the Pacific. And what about Hawaii's next generation of chefs? Travel and videos have upped expectations. Chef Grant Sato's been teaching at KCC's Culinary Arts Program since 1998. Sato thinks the 90s were a heyday for Hawaii cuisine, but that things have slipped since.
I feel like we're at a turning point in our identity, because if we don't change what we're doing now, more tourists are going to look at Hawaii just as a scenic or ocean sports destination.
Sato has his graduate students do market surveys as their final project, asking visitors, how was your food experience here?
99% of all tourists say that the food here is of lower quality than they expected. It is higher priced than they expected. Flavors are hit or miss. And there's not as much of a seafood selection as they would have expected from an island state surrounded by the ocean.
Where are these people eating?
They're eating everywhere. They are eating in Waikiki, and they're eating at high-end places.
But Honolulu's got Yelpers that seem pretty happy, and the diversity of offerings is way up, according to Sean Morris, a Hawaii food blogger who consults on marketing in Asia. Morris says all the food porn and travel makes us more adventurous eaters, but creating great food requires astounding dedication.
There's got to be a desire to take that investment of time. And it's going to really be that to elevate our cuisine to a whole new level. And if we ever want to be considered for a Michelin star or World's 50 Best Spot, I think it's going to take that type of drive to make it happen.
If you look at the top restaurants in the world, they're the best restaurant in the world, not because they've branched out or not because they're so innovative. They're the best restaurants in the world because their integrity never changes.
Most places, lettuce, a couple days old.
They'll cave to capitalism. And those who don't are the ones who are the vanguards. And we've got to find the vanguard in Hawaii. And you know what you have to do? You have to send them to Japan. Because only in Japan we have the greatest density of people who will not let go of their integrity.
Sato says the commitment to quality has to happen at every point in the supply chain.
Even though I love Japan so much, would I be able to work and live in Japan? No.
Workers in Japan, Sato says, look miserable. Hopefully, that's not the price of integrity.
Once you've experienced that, it's life-changing. It realizes that, okay, I haven't been doing it right, and no, I haven't been paying attention. And yes, I enjoy my life in Hawaii, but maybe there are ways that I could be a little more focused and a little more consistent and have a little more integrity in what I do, because there are places in the world where they do have that integrity.
Culinary excellence is something Hawaii could do. A more locally based food system would make us safer, too. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.